And welcome now to the Midday for Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and an event goes on all summer that you can enjoy from one vantage point or another. It's the Green Lake Festival of Music, going from June all the way into August, and providing quite a variety of musical experiences. We'll be actually hearing live performances from several of the musicians involved in the Green Lake Festival of Music over the course of the next few weeks. And one of the features of the festival this time around is the music of the Norwegian composer Ola Jello, to be conducted by John Hughes, who's the director of choral activities at Ripon College. And welcome to the Midday.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
How did you discover the music of this Norwegian-born composer?
I would say Ola Jello is one of the bright stars of current choral composition, not only in the U.S., but throughout the world. And it's been really fun as part of this project. You know, I knew a few pieces of his ahead of this, but to really dig into his output and choose music to conduct with the festival this summer and learn it as I'm preparing to lead a choir and string quartet next week as part of the residency.
And as the director of choral activities at Ripon College, what sort of forces do you have to draw from?
So, yes, I teach at Ripon College and in the music department. I just completed my fourth year there, and I've been involved almost that entire time with the Green Lake Festival of Music. And so what we did here is, due to a very generous donor, Justice Paul, we are able to bring Ola Jello to Ripon and as part of the Green Lake Festival of Music, as well as the Spectral Quartet from Chicago and Ola Jello. And then we are opening it up to volunteers, choral singers. So people are coming from all over, not only the state, but people are flying from New York to come and work with me and Ola Jello on all of his music, or the program is exclusively his music. And so not only is it affording people from throughout the country the opportunity to come into Wisconsin to make this music, but also people from Ripon in particular. And I'm pleased to see several of my students have registered and are going to get this really wonderful opportunity.
Actually, I'll be listening to several works by Ola Jello, which, as you mentioned, John is a composer who has been, I wouldn't say discovered because he's around and has been for a while, but his music certainly is taking off in its recognition. This is from Decca CD. And in fact, the other excerpts from his works will be sampling also come from Decca. And the first is Ubi Caritas, Where is Love?
Yeah, it's the famous, where there is charity and love, so there is God. So this is a piece that, a text that has been set from Gregorian chant through the modern era, very famously set by Maurice Duruflé. And he has a set of four motets based on Gregorian themes. And this is the most beloved text from there. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, because that text has been so iconically set by Duruflé, that it takes a little gumption to set it again. And I think Ola Jello did a really wonderful job. It's not based exclusively on chant at all, but you get a sense of the rise and fall and very text-based musical lines that are associated with chant.
Ubi Caritas. Ubi Caritas, one of the works by the Norwegian-born composer Ola Jello, who will be featured as a composer in residence as part of the Green Lake Festival of Music, June 21st through the 24th, and conducting the music of that composer is my guest today, John Hughes. He's the director of choral activities at Ripon College, and he'll be participating in the festival also. And what about the piano part for that?
Yeah, I was mentioning that's a wonderful recording by the British choir Voces Eight, and that piece Ubi Caritas is originally scored for unaccompanied choir, and Ola Yelo improvised that piano accompaniment on that recording, and I've spoken to him about it, and I guess they recorded that track four times, and he improvised four different piano accompaniments, and he liked that one the best. So when we perform that piece on June 24th at 3:15, he will be doing a similar thing in that he will be playing all the piano parts for the concert, and that one he will improvise a whole new piano part for the Ubi Caritas. So
even more than usual, the music will be fresh with each performance.
Right, and I think he really enjoys that. I know he has a degree from the Juilliard School in piano performance, so he really enjoys that improvisation, and his piano parts are all, even the written out ones, are very interesting. So I'm excited to hear what he does.
Now, this title, The Ground, does that refer to the old Baroque concept of musically speaking?
No, this is from a larger work of his called The Sunrise Mass. And so it's kind of a conglomeration of several movements of the traditional Catholic Mass into one piece. So there's parts from the Agnus Dei and the Benedictus and the Sanctus. So it's kind of a condensed Mass, but it's really emblematic of his style in that it's very cinematic. It's very broad and majestic sounding, and I think that's one of the reasons it's a real hit with choirs. Is its sweep that it has, but it's also interesting. It's not repetitive or derivative.
The Ground. The music we're hearing is by the Norwegian-born composer Ola Yelo, New York-based now, and the last name, by the way, is spelled G-J-E-I-L-O, and you can find his things on YouTube if you look around a little bit and want to get another sample of them. His music will be featured during the Green Lakes Festival of Music, June 21st through 24th, and conducting his music for those occasions, John Hughes, director of choral activities at Ripon College, who's my guest for the midday today. And we found out that The Ground actually literally means the ground, the earth in that case. And I suppose from a Norwegian composer, it would not be surprising then that he would also look up into the sky and write a piece called Northern Lights. Is this a secular piece then?
Actually, it's not. It's text comes from the Song of Solomon, but I would describe it more as he talks in the program notes here about writing this in Oslo at Christmas time, and it's one of the few pieces he's written. He was back there visiting his parents for Christmas time. Even though he lives in the U.S. now, this is one of the few pieces he's written in Norway of late. And he describes it trying to capture the, quote, terrible, powerful beauty of the Northern Lights in Norway at wintertime. And I think that's what this piece is getting at. The text is in Latin and comes from the Song of Solomon, but it's really about kind of the being in awe of space. So it's, again, a really good example of his sweeping style and very haunting beauty.
Northern Lights. Thank you. Northern Lights, a musical response to that phenomenon as experienced by the composer. Ole Gjelo, Norwegian composer, responding to the Northern Lights that he witnessed at Christmas time in Oslo. And that's one of the pieces that my guest today, John Hughes, will be conducting with the participation of the composer during the Green Lake Festival of Music. Now, the whole festival goes all the way into August, but the composer in residency part of it is just June 21st through June 24th. And if somebody actually wants to, participate in that or attend that, is that possible, John?
Yes, of course. I think our registration for singing in it is closed for this year, although we have already contracted the composer for the 2019 composer residency, which I won't share their name at this point, but it's very exciting, and we'll be announcing that at the concert, which will be Sunday, June 24th at 3:15 at the Ripon College Demmer Recital Hall. But there are a number of concerts throughout the summer. You can visit the Green Lake. It's just greenlakefestival.org, and we have a concert this Thursday, June 24th at 7:30 p.m. Our new director of the Chamber Music Camp, Andrew Armstrong, quite a fine pianist, will be performing a solo recital at the Green Lake Thrasher Opera House.
And he'll be playing live on the midday, July 6th.
Wonderful, yeah. So you can check out the website and, again, greenlakefestival.org and see. We just have a wonderful array of concerts throughout the summer. So I encourage everyone to come to one or many.
And now, before conductor John Hughes takes off, one more from this collection from the Norwegian composer Ole Gjelo. And this one also is earthbound, I would say, as it's called The Lake Isle.
Mm-hmm. This is a really wonderful setting, and unfortunately we aren't including it on our composer residency concert, but I thought it was interesting because it involves guitar, and the combination of choir and guitar is not a frequent one, although there are some pieces, but I think it's a really striking one, and I love this beautiful kind of singer-songwriter style guitar playing with a really powerful choral writing and setting of, I believe, a Yeats poem.
The Lake Isle. Maybe the most contemporary sounding of the pieces that we've heard by Ole Gjelo, The Lake Isle, not just because of the guitar, I think, but some of the other musical trappings there.
Certainly.
But very much in his style. And his music will be featured as part of the Green Lake Festival of Music, as conducted by my guest today, John Hughes. And thanks for sharing some of the music of this, I won't say up-and-coming, but in the public consciousness, I think, up-and-coming composer.
Certainly, and thank you for having me.